Welcome to your practice of Yoga Nidra. My name is Dawn, and I will be your tour guide, your cruise director today. This is your time, sweet one. A time to celebrate your body, your mind, your spirit, to attune to your inner guide, to your inner guidance system. So, getting as comfortable as possible, lay down on the bed, the mat, maybe the couch, in any position that will be nourishing, that makes sense for your body today. Move slowly, move mindfully with intention, and the whole time keep checking in with yourself. What props does your body need today to be fully supported? An eye mask, a blanket, pillows, more blankets. Listen, maybe you grabbed a stuffed animal, okay? Something to support the knees, the thighs, maybe some mittens, cozy socks, something under the head, even a rolled towel under the neck instead. Maybe you need to get up and grab a drink, shut a door, dim the lights, close the blinds, find some lip chap. Find these moments, let them be intentional, to really settle into and create your space, to settle into your body as you find it right now, in this moment, as it is, tending fully to this moment and yourself in it. And in doing so, you will be as receptive, as relaxed as you can be in your rest nest. Take your time. Settle down, settle in. Make sure the shoulders are down, away from the ears. Shoulder blades knit towards the spine, ribs are heavy. Feel that elongation in the spine with a scooped pelvis. Tuck your tail under. Let the chin be slightly under or below the forehead. Long, strong spine from tail to top of head. Legs are wide, arms too. Let the armpits breathe. Heels heavy. Legs heavy, spine and skull heavy. Relax, unclench glutes, soften the belly, the diaphragm. Open the heart, broaden collarbones. Release any held expression on the face, whether superficial or deeper. Smooth out the forehead, defurrow the brows, unhinge jaw. Eyes sink down and back in their sockets. Feel the eyelids become heavier and heavier. Eyelids so heavy now. Whole face, whole body relaxed from crown, out through fingers, curled soft fingers, down and out through the toes, splayed open to the sides, full release, full surrender. Take a huge, super duper nourishing breath in through the nose. Fill completely past all your edges. Hold at the top for three. Keep shoulders down. Keep body and mind soft. 2, 1. Open the mouth. Big sigh. Big release. Empty fully. 2 more like that. An even bigger belly breath in through the nose. Let it be slow and steady and intentional. Hold at the very top. Body soft. Energy and breath and prana contained for 3. You got this. 2. one big sigh, a shedding, a releasing, a letting go. Last one, the biggest, most intentional, nourishing breath in. Take your time. Fill the whole body past the edges. Hold at the top. Body so soft, so strong. For 3, 2, 1, stick out your tongue, unhinge the jaw, smile as you sigh it out. Lion's breath. Ha. Letting go. And feel yourself settling even deeper into the surface below. Almost as if you were melding to it, merging into it, sinking down into it, fused to the surface below you. As if the surface, the earth below you, were your very best friend. Laying here now as if you were surrounded in a circle of your best friends, listening to a story, just listening, allowing yourself to be just as you are, just for today. And if something in this story doesn't resonate with you, you can take what it is that you like and leave the rest. Remember, you have 0 responsibilities, nothing to do for the next little while you listen to the story. Let it unfold. And if you get lost, distracted, or drift away, that's okay. Actually, that's perfect. You'll return your attention, your awareness to the story, to the sound of my voice, my vibe. You'll find yourself back here at the exact right place, exactly when you're meant to, never having missed a thing. There might even be brief pauses of silence in this story today, but not to worry. These two are all part of the process, all part of our story. Now turn your attention to one of your oldest companions, one of your oldest friends, the breath. And imagine your belly as this gorgeous balloon. Choose the color. Inflating and deflating softly with each inhalation and each exhalation, gently blowing into the space that you are in to feed it air, and then waiting for it to slowly trickle out when it's wanting to relax, expanding and contracting. Feeling as each inhalation fills the balloon and each exhalation gently removes the air from the space. Watching the breath as it moves down and into the belly and then up and into the chest, the clavicles as if it were singing. Follow the pathway of this friend for a few comfortable, easy breaths, just communicating with your friend, watching your friend move, and continuing to breathe here. And follow this friend, follow the breath to the tips of the toes and fingertips, to the beginnings and endings of the hair or places where hair might be, as if the breath were bestowing a friendly, gentle caress on each place of the body. Feel the sensations of air flowing in and on all of these places, both on the inside and the outside. Notice the places where the breath pauses, where it's suspended before returning to itself. Draw your attention, your breath, down and in to the heart space. And imagine placing your left palm on your heart, visualizing the other hand, right hand, resting on your belly. Of course, if you feel called, you can make these actual gestures, but visualizing is just fine. Whatever feels natural. Now, ask yourself if there is a gathering of friends that you would like to host. And if nothing arises, just wait. Trust. See if an idea shows up like a welcomed guest. And if nothing arises, or if that sounds like too much of a bother, just let this practice, let spirit sort out all of the details on your behalf. Remember, there are no responsibilities in this grace space, just ease, relaxation, joy, and fun. Now draw your attention back to the heart space. And we will allow awareness to now travel throughout the body, visiting various parts of ourselves, greeting each one with a warm, tender hug or a cool caress of affection. Attention at the heart space. Allow awareness to soak in, gazing at the face of the heart. Then travel over to the left side of the heart, left side of the chest, up to the left shoulder, down to the elbow, wrist, and left thumb. Bring awareness to the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger. All the fingers on the left hand gathered together. Back to the wrist, up to elbow, to shoulder, to the left side of the chest, left side of the heart. And then returning to the center of the chest. Bask in the warmth here before moving the attention over to the right side of the heart. Right side chest. Up to the right shoulder and down to the right elbow. Right wrist. Right thumb. Index finger. Middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Separate yet together, unified. Back to right wrist, elbow, shoulder, right side chest, right side of the heart, center of the chest. Gaze into the heart and flow your attention down to the belly, pausing here for a tender, nurturing welcome. Down a little further to the pubic bone, extending an invitation, a greeting, deep inside the pubic space. And over to the right hip, right knee, right ankle, top of the foot, bottom of the foot, feeling the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and right little toe. All the toes and all the spaces in between. Back up through right ankle, knee, hip, greeting the pubic bone, then traveling over into the left hip, down to left knee, ankle, top of left foot, bottom of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and left little toe. Sensing all the toes and all the spaces in between, separate and together, unified. Back up through left ankle, left knee, hip, and back to the pubic bone, centered and balanced. All friendships in alignment. Greeting the belly once again, before pausing once more at the heart space. Not done yet. And saying hello once again to that dimple or hollow at the base of the throat. Moving awareness up to that wise, all-seeing friend ensconced at the middle of the forehead, your center of deep intuition. The third eye, welcoming you, inviting you to come inside. And then finally up and in to the top of your head, the place that was wide open when you were born, the fontanelle, your timeless best friend seated there, waiting patiently to connect. Top of the head. And taking a moment to experience this union, this connection. From here, from this vantage point, you can survey the entire body, a genius group of friends applauding you, supporting you. No agendas except being together to witness appreciation for your ongoing commitment to yourself. Old and new companions, young and aged friends through thick and thin. Friends who have been there in sickness and in health and crisis and in joy, chaos and peace. Steadfast friends, loyal to the end, to no end, supporting you fully. Now allow the breath to drift back and enter back into the heart space. And notice that in this story, all of your friends, near and far, have gathered here at the heart. Imagine in this story that you are the host or hostess of this wondrous gathering. Maybe for you it's a camping trip, seated out in nature, under the stars around a crackling bonfire. Maybe sitting at a large dining table having a grand feast together. Or something as simple as a slumber party. Whatever appeals to you, whatever first comes to mind, to heart. And the only thing that you are in charge of are the invitations, the guest list. Unless, of course, you want to be in charge of everything else, you can. But you don't have to do the footwork, no doing, no planning required. It's as if you have a magic wand. Spend some time imagining this gathering. Any aromas arising, notice all the details, large and small, of your venue. Maybe listen for sounds, music, laughter, sounds of nature, maybe even silence. Perhaps there are textures and surfaces to feel. Maybe your tongue tastes food, liquids, drinking colors with your eyes. Now notice, here at this venue, this gathering of friends, there's a gift for you. A gift from all your friends in the middle of the circle. Notice how this gift is wrapped. Tissue paper, ribbons, bags, maybe layers of newspaper and rope. Take your time now to notice the gift and start to open it layer by layer. Allowing your gift to reveal itself. Now pause for a moment to simply enjoy the splendor of this gift. Look at it. How cool is that? You thank all your friends for contributing to this gift. Give thanks for gatherings, for union, even if you can't physically be together, knowing you're always connected. Now become aware of your body resting on that surface below you. Feel all the places where it's supported. Beginning now to rise to the surface of awareness. Notice sounds entering your right ear and then the left. Maybe wiggling fingers and toes to get some gentle movement back to the body. If your body feels like it needs additional rest, give yourself that permission to remain in stillness. Follow the natural inclination of the body. Honor it. Be gentle with yourself as you ease back into awareness, befriending this waking state once again. Notice how quiet the heartbeat is, how still the mind, how gentle the breath. With hands at heart center together, let's give thanks for joining in this circle of yoga nidra friends gathered here. Thank you for listening, for coming along for this yoga nidra ride, for being a part of your story. I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends. Don't forget to play today, to laugh, to sing, to write your own story, whatever it looks like. Enjoy the moments.